Blog Talk Radio. welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Welcome to a special night of prayer. Yes, indeed, it's a special night of prayer. We will be lifting your prayer concerns up before the Lord. But before I go into prayer, I want to read two scriptures. These are the scriptures that really exploded in my spirit, and God said, I want you to pray. And I said, okay, God. 2 Chronicles 7:14-15 from the NIV. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Verse 15, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I decree and I declare that tonight, Prolific Fire is the place where God's ears will be open and attentive, and he will hear our prayers. If we repent tonight, he will hear us. If we humble ourselves and seek him tonight, he will hear us in the name of Jesus. But before I go into prayer, I'm going to play one more song. Get yourself in a posture for prayer, because it's about to happen. In the name of Jesus.
just take a second right now and just call on the name of Jesus. Something up. When I call, come on, whatever situation it is tonight, his name has so much power in it. He paid such an awesome price.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you tonight, Lord God, humbling ourselves as best we know how, Lord God, asking you to forgive our sins, God. First of all, I put myself on the altar, God. I ask that you forgive my sins, God, that you create a clean heart in me, God. I lift myself up before you, God. Help me, Lord God, to be the vessel that you're calling me to be, Lord God. Now pour out to your people through me tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You promised, Lord God, that your eyes would be open and your ears would be attentive to this place tonight, Lord God. So I'm asking that you hear, God, and that you see, God, and that you keep your word on tonight, Lord God. We lift up Oklahoma to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look upon the people there, Lord God. Protect them and keep them, Lord God, from the weather that's trying to take them out, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, protect them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we realize, Lord God, that your name is above every situation, Lord God. Therefore, we ask that you take control of the weather, Lord God, that you provide for your people there, Lord God, that you let no lack be in Oklahoma, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, but we ask that you be a shield and a buckler for Oklahoma, God. And we thank you for it on tonight, God. We lift up everybody to you tonight, God, that's lacking in any kind of way, Lord God. We ask that you meet the need, God, whatever the need may be. Whether it's a spiritual need, Lord God, somebody's lacking in their spirit, God. The devil is coming against them, trying to depress them, trying to oppress them, God. But we ask tonight of God that you lift their head, Lord God. Your word says that you are lifter of the bowed down head, Lord God. Lift up their head, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remind them in their spirit, Lord, that if they look to the hill from which cometh their help, all of their help comes from you, not man. Not themselves, not their family members or their friends, but the help comes from you, Lord God. Help them to look to you on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We honor you, Lord God, for moving tonight, Lord God, on behalf of your people. Look upon that one, Lord God, that's having financial problems. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, teach them to tithe, Lord God, that they may give you your 10%, Lord God, that you may rebuke the devourer from their lives, Lord God, in every area, God. I thank you, Lord God, for putting obedience in their spirit on tonight, Lord God. Teach them, Lord God, to follow your ways, Lord God. And teach them, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, that your ways are not their ways, Lord God. I know it don't seem natural to their mind, Lord God, but you're just asking it for 10%. You can do so much with the 90, Lord God, that they won't even miss the 10, Lord God. Teach them how to get their blessing, Lord God. Don't let them miss their blessing tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, look upon the families that are grieving, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Janala Watkins' family, Lord God. We lift up her mom and her dad. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the justice that is taking place. But we ask that you look upon their grieving heart, Lord God. Bring them comfort, Lord God. Lord God, deliver them in areas, Lord God, that they may live a better life for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In this season of their lives, Lord God, help them to start over in the name of Jesus, in the memory of their daughter. Help them to start over in a bigger and a better way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all the criminal cases, Lord God, that are yet unsolved, God. We thank you for bringing justice, God. We thank you for looking upon Trayvon Martin's family, Lord God, his mom and his dad, God. Comfort them like only you can do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a God that is fair. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you know no color. We thank you, Lord God, that you know no age. We thank you, Lord God, that you do not discriminate against us in any area, Lord God, but you provide, and you provide fairly, Lord God. We thank you for being fair and for being just, Lord God. We thank you for being true to your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you are not a man that shall lie, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that whatever you have said you would do, and we just thank you, Lord God, for doing and doing and doing, even when we don't deserve it, you still do. And God, we just bless you on tonight. God, we lift up every leader to you tonight. God, we lift up pastors, and we lift up teachers, and we lift up prophets, prophets and prophetess, and we lift up evangelists, Lord God. We lift up all your people, Lord God, whether they have a title or not. It doesn't matter about the title, Lord God. It matters that they're serving you, God. We lift up your people to you, Lord God. Somebody's weary, Lord God, and they want to throw in the towel. It's not that they don't love you, Lord God, but they just got weary in the fight, Lord God. I ask that you strengthen them and help them to not grow weary. And in due season, they will reap a great harvest if they don't faint. God, teach them not to faint, Lord God. Show them how not to faint, Lord God. Help them to look to you, Lord God. Somebody in need of peace on tonight, Lord God. Help them to keep their mind stayed on you, Lord God. We break the enemy's hand off of somebody's soul tonight, Lord God. Somebody's soul is being tormented, God. And we thank you, Lord God. We break the hand of the enemy off their mind, their will, and their mind, their will, and their emotions on tonight, Lord God. We break the enemy's hand off their mind. They will think right. We break the enemy's hand off their will. They will do what you call them to do and nothing more. We break the enemy's hand off their emotions, Lord God. They will have stable emotions, Lord God. They will not have no more outbursts of just crying and don't know why. Depression, take your hands off. Oppression, take your hands off in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for that one that don't know what they're going to do. In this very hour, they don't know where their next meal coming from. They don't know how they're going to meet the bills at the beginning of this month that's coming up, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to make the ends meet, Lord God. We thank you that you're going to multiply the same way you did the two fish and the five loaves of bread, God. We ask that you multiply, God, do a miraculous work in their lives, God. We thank you for bringing all things together. Your word says that all things work together for those that are called according to your purpose. And, Lord God, the key to that scripture is that for those that love you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every soul that loves you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting your own, God. We thank you for speaking into spirits on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for canceling the enemy's plan. God, we thank you that you have a plan for us that will not cause us harm, Lord God, but you said that your thoughts toward us are good, God. We thank you, and I counsel on tonight every thought, every spoken word that had been spoken over the listeners on tonight, Lord God. Somebody is still tormented from words that have been spoken from their childhood, God. We cancel that on tonight, Lord God. All they need to know is that your thoughts toward them are good. They are good in the name of Jesus. They will not. Some son will not grow up to be like his dad. Some daughter will not grow up to be like her mother. In the name of Jesus, we cancel those seeds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They will not plant and grow up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. But we uproot them right now in the name of Jesus. But they will grow up and be good, God. Whatever your good plan entails for them, that's what they will do. And we just thank you for blessing them on every side, God. We thank you, Lord God, that as a matter of fact, they will be the best person that comes out of their family, Lord God. We thank you for reconstructing the family on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for interrupting spirits, Lord God, spirits that are looking to attack, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just evicting the enemy, Lord God, on every hand, Lord God, everywhere he seeks to be, Lord God. We thank you for evicting him, Lord God, because your word says that he goes to and fro seeking who we can devour. The word says he's not a lion, but he is as a lion, Lord God. I wish that your people could understand that he's not a lion, because sometimes we just treat him like he's so big and so powerful. He's as a lion, but he is not a lion. It's a difference in pretending to be something and actually being it. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is a pretender. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the real and the true and the living God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says in what nation is so great as to have a God near them the way that you are near us when we pray to you, God. So tonight we thank you for being near to us, Lord God, as we lift up your name, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that mother, Lord God, that just got walked out on, Lord God. We thank you that the father is nowhere to be found, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God, because sometimes it's for the best, Lord God, because some fathers cannot be a father, Lord God, but we know you to be a father of all. Your word says that as a mother would comfort a child, so would you comfort us, Lord God. So I ask that you look upon that mother, Lord God, let her know that you got her, no matter what you got her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that you put systems here on the earth, Lord God, that will assist her in that situation, Lord God. Help her to do what she needs to do, God. Crown her with your wisdom, Lord God. Help her to raise her child, Lord God. If she got more than one child, help her to raise her children, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that their son will grow up to be a son, Lord God. A lot of people say that a woman cannot raise a man, a child, a male child, but that is not true, Lord God. You will help her raise her son, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because your word says that Manoah, when Samson was about to be born, he went to you and he asked you what was required to raise that boy, Lord God. Let every mother, Lord God, every father out there, Lord God, inquire of you about their children, Lord God, because the word would tell them that their child needs to be on medication because they got ADD and all these other things, Lord God. But you know what that child's in need of, God. And we take your word above everybody's word, God. We send our children to you, God. We lift them up to you, God. We do like Hannah did, God. We give our children to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you are the one that blessed us with them, God. And we give them back to you, Lord God. Look upon marriages on tonight, Lord God. You said in your word that a man should leave his wife, that a man should leave his family, and his mother and his father, and cling to his wife, Lord God. Let some husband cling to his wife, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel the enemy's plan, Lord God, of getting that man to stray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But teach him how to be faithful, Lord God. Teach him what faithfulness is, Lord God. Put him face down in your word that he may see what faithfulness is, Lord God. Teach him that faithfulness, Lord God, is to lay down your life for your friends, God, because that's what you did for us. You lay down your life. He is supposed to lay down his life for his family, meaning that his family comes first, not what he wants, not what the world wants or anybody else wants, God. Help that man to get his priorities in order, God, in the name of Jesus. Help him to put you first and then his family, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you in all things on tonight, Lord God. We lift up everybody, Lord God, that we've come in contact with over the week that says pray for me, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm thinking about a special case that came to my attention, Lord God. Look up on that situation, God, and bring about justice, Lord God. We break the enemy's hand, Lord God. Not one more child would be molested, Lord God, and the punisher go unpunished, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But we cancel all effects of molestation, Lord God, from that child. We say that everything will be right with that child, Lord God. We cancel fear out of that child, God. We cancel guilt out of that child, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you will help that child rebuild self-esteem, that he or she will know that it's not her fault. We thank you, Lord God, that the person that did it, Lord God, they will come to justice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for just interceding, Lord God, on the family's behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for creating jobs for the people that need jobs, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for looking up on people, Lord God, that need homes, Lord God. We thank you for opening doors. We thank you, Lord God, that not one of your people will go homeless, God. We thank you, Lord God, that even though their way may look rocky, God, we thank you, Lord God, for making a way, God. We thank you for a supernatural plan taking place, God. We thank you, Lord God, that even when it looks like things are not working, God, you're turning it around. Your word says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. You did not say when you would deliver us, but you said that you would, God. Therefore, we have to take you at your word, because thus far, God, you've been true, and you've been honest, and you've been so good, God. And we give you glory and honor and praise for it. We just thank you, Lord God, for looking up on everybody that said pray for me on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for looking up on all the listeners. Lord God, I thank you for meeting their needs, whatever their needs may be. I just thank you for touching and agreeing with them, Lord God, in the spirit realm. I thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit is a person. So if they're there by themselves, they don't have to worry. They don't need a physical person, Lord God, to agree. Just begin to agree with their spirit. And God says that he will be there and he will meet your need. God, I thank you that you can see the need. You're not just here with me, but you're here with them. And I just thank you, God, just for intervening and being who you are on today. And if anybody's listening to my voice and you want prayer for a specific situation, you can at any time call 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. And I would be glad to pray with you individually, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving somebody the nerve, Lord God, to open up their minds and say what they need on tonight. They may not call, but just let them say what they need, Lord God, because you will answer what they say, Lord God. Words have power. You said in your word that life and death are in the power of the tongue, Lord God. So let them begin to speak life over every situation, Lord God. Let them begin to speak life, God. And we just honor you, Lord God, for leaving a word behind, Lord God, to meet every situation. Lord God, if your people were not only humble themselves and pray, but get in your word, they would find a whole lot of the answers, Lord God, and stop going to Oprah and all these other places, Lord God, looking for the answer. Stop going to horoscopes looking for the answer. Lord God, your answer is in your word. I thank you, Lord God, for leaving 66 books on this earth, Lord God, that I can go to. When I can't go to people, I know that I can turn to your word. Your word is not just an ordinary book, but it's a book full of answers for my life. It's a book full of answers for your life. Whoever you are listening to me, it's a book full of answers for your life. And I thank you on tonight, Lord God, that you're going to give somebody the zeal to dust off that Bible that they ain't been reading and get into it and change their lives. God, we thank you, Lord God, for opening closed doors, Lord God. We thank you for locking doors, some doors that are open, because not every door comes from you, God. We thank you for blocking the enemy on tonight, God. We just thank you for looking up on all our children, God. We plead Psalms 121 over them, God, that you will protect their coming and their going. God, I thank you, Lord God, that no evil will come near their dwelling. God, I thank you that you will protect their lives on tonight, Lord God. I just thank you that you're looking up on the school system right now, Lord God. You're changing some teachers' heart, Lord God, that they won't be in it for the money, but they will really care about our children, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the teachers in Oklahoma while I'm on this subject. I thank you for the wonderful teachers in Oklahoma, Lord God, the wonderful teachers that sacrificed themselves, that really cared about our children, God. We need more teachers like them, God. I honor them on tonight, Lord God, for really being true to their job, really loving the children, God. I just thank you tonight for so many things, God. I just thank you for being who you are in our lives, God. I thank you for giving that somebody that needs direction, God. They don't know what you want them to do, when you want them to do it, and how you want them to do it, God. They're seeking you for direction, God. I ask that you teach them what is best for them in accordance to Isaiah 48:17, which says that you would teach them what is best for them. God, teach them what's best for them, God. I thank you for just interrupting their spirit, Lord God. Quiet their spirit that they may hear you. God, help them to be quiet. Help them to stop talking. Help them to stop listening to what everybody is saying. Just get still and get before you, Lord God, because your word says, be still and know that I am God. Help them to be still and to know that you are God. Help them to be sure in who you are and stop wavering, Lord God. Because your word says that a man who doubts should not expect to receive anything from you, Lord God. So help their unbelief, as your word says, God. Just teach them, Lord God. Teach them a better way. And we just thank you on tonight. I'm going to play another song, and then prayer will resume. I'm going to play Jesus, I Love You. How many of you know that Jesus answers when you worship him? So let's worship him and let him know that we love him on tonight. Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you more each day. I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you more each day.
One more time.
Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you more each day. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you more each day. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, oh, I will bless your name.
The Bible says in Acts 13, Acts 13, verse 2, while they were worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, so on tonight, Holy Spirit, speak to your people. Speak to their spirits about their specific situation. And at this time, I'm going to turn prayer over to my sister in ministry. Prophetess Patriot on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for that song, Jesus, I Love You, Lord God. Lord God, someone loves you, Lord God. We ask you to touch them, Lord God, in every situation, Lord God, in every part of their life, Lord God, that they don't even understand, Lord God. Some of them is going through, Lord God, a financial situation, Lord. We ask you to bring them out of whatever it is, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to meet the needs, Lord God. Someone is going through a drug addiction, Lord. Someone is going through, Lord God, prostitution, Lord God. Someone is going through, Lord God, a sickness in their body, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to heal, Lord God. Heal the sickness, Lord God, whatever's going on in their body, Lord God. And, Lord God, someone, Lord God, is want to be delivered, Lord God. We ask you to set them free from drugs, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to bind up every strong hope, Lord God, is trying to take over their life, Lord God. Someone, Lord God, may be thinking about aborting their child, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to step in that situation, Lord God, because they don't have money to take care of it, Lord God. Make a way, Lord God. Lord, you know what they need and what they don't need, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch them, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Lord, we bind every strong hope, Lord God, that come over against people's mind, Lord God, coming up against people's heart, Lord God. Lord, we even ask you, Lord God, to come in their lives, Lord God, and do like only you know to do in their life, Lord God. Lord God, someone needs you, look up to be, someone needs you, Lord God, to be a mother for them. Somebody needs you to be a father for them, Lord God. Somebody needs you, Lord God, to lift them up, Lord God, when they may be heavy, Lord God. Someone needs you, Lord God, to make the crooked road straight in their life, Lord God. Someone needs you, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to tear down all family strong curses, Lord God. Curses coming up against the families, Lord God. We bind that spirit right now, Lord God, and we send it back to heaven. We send it back to hell from which it came from, Lord God. We bind every strong hope, Lord God, that's trying to take over the mind, Lord God. We bind all depression and oppression, Lord God, stress, Lord God. We bind all those spirits right now, and we send them back to hell from where they come from, in the name of Jesus, God. For Lord, you said in your word, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word to love, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God, let not your heart be troubled, Lord God. He that believeth in me, Lord God, shall believe in the Father, Lord. Let someone believe, Lord God. Someone know that you are there for them, Lord God. We ask you to put your arms around them, Lord God. Wrap your arms around them, Lord God. Someone can't sleep, Lord God, because they can't stop thinking about, Lord God, or how someone done them wrong, Lord God. We ask you to forgive, let them forgive them, Lord God. Lord, give them peace of mind to rest, Lord God. We know that you're able. We know that you can do it, Lord God. Someone, Lord God, trying to go astray, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to touch them right now, Lord God, like you did the prodigal son, Lord God, and you brought them all back home, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, we bind every strong hope that's trying to come up against someone, Lord God. Maybe someone, Lord, have AIDS, Lord God. And, Lord God, use a healer for AIDS, Lord. Somebody may be going through cancer right now, Lord God. You're a healer right now, God. Lord, somebody's mom, Lord God, may be, Lord God, lost, Lord God, and they haven't seen them, Lord. Bring them back home, Lord God. Someone have a loved one out there, Lord God, that haven't even seen them in a long time, Lord God. Lord, bring them back home safe, Lord God. We bind everything, Lord God. If someone lost loved ones, Lord God, be a mind, Lord, give them peace in the midst of it all, Lord. Make them strong, Lord God. Do what only you can do in their life, Lord God. Lord God, we bind every strong hope. We bind everything that's trying to come up against your people, Lord God, against them, Lord God. Lord, we ask you also, Lord, look up on Sandy Hook, Lord God. Look on every family, Lord God, that lost a child, Lord God. We ask you to bless that family, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to wipe the tears from their eyes. Somebody still blaming one another, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to give them peace, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, the tornadoes and hurricanes and everything that's traveling, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to protect the people, Lord God. Protect your people, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to put love in everybody's heart, Lord God. Where they're racist, Lord God, we ask you to put love there, Lord God. Because, Lord, you said in your word, Lord God, that we all, Lord God, is made in you, is made by you, Lord God. Lord, do it right now, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to touch, Lord God, right there, Lord God. We ask you to bring the people together, Lord, closeness, Lord God. Lord, we bind every stronghold, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you the praise, Lord, and we give you all the honor, Lord God, and all the glory, Lord God, and everything that goes to you, Lord God. Lord God, somebody, Lord God, has a child, Lord God, that may be sick in the hospital, Lord God. Don't know which way they're going to go, Lord God. We ask you to touch them and lead them, God, right now, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to do like only you can, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to bless every listener that's listening, Lord God. We ask you to bless everyone that, Lord God, that want to, Lord, say something and the devil is holding their mouth and not calling in to say anything, Lord God. Whatever they prayer request is, Lord God, whatever they need from you, Lord, we ask you to grant it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, do like only you can, Lord God. Touch us, Lord God. Make us, Lord God. Mold us, Lord God, in your care, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Men, families back together. Men, marriage back together. Lord, men, Lord God, Lord, touch the love that's gone out of people's heart, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to touch them right now. Lord, look on that wicked person, Lord God. Deliver them, Lord God. Let them get to know you, Lord God, that they may turn their life around, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord. Somebody may want to be saved, Lord God, but, Lord, don't know how to come to you, Lord God. Lord, lead them to the right place, Lord God, that they would turn their life over to you, Lord God, and say, I once was lost, Lord, but now I'm found, Lord God. I was blind, Lord God, but now I see, Lord God. Lord, do it for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. As my sister was saying, Lord God, we decree all strongholds, Lord God, all soul ties, Lord God, that's hooked to one another, hooked to the family, Lord God. We ask you to man them and we break them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this night. Thank you for the prayers that already been up. Thank you for the ones that already been answered, Lord. Thank you for the money that's coming to somebody. Thank you, Lord God, for that husband that's coming back home. Thank you for that child that's on their way back home. Thank you for that mother, Lord God, that's on her way home. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord God. Lord, you said speak those things as though they were. We speak it, and me and my sister believe, Lord God, that you're going to do just what you say. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for everything. Thank you for the prayer tonight. Thank you for being God and just God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord God, that person, Lord God, is out there, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're bringing them in, Lord God, and they don't have to go out there and broadcast themselves, Lord God, anymore, Lord God. Thank you for that, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, and I give you all the honor, and I give you all the praise, Lord God. And I turn it all back, Lord, turn it on back to my sister, Lord God. Look up on her right now. In Jesus' name, touch everybody, Lord. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to play One Step Away because I want you always to remember that Jesus is just one step away. And then prayer will continue.
Get up.
Every time I feel the pain, one step away. One step away. When I feel confusion in my mind, one step away. That's all he is. All he is. All he is. One step away.
Father God, on tonight, Lord God, we lift up the President, Barack Obama, Lord God, and his family. We lift up Michelle and Sasha and Malia, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for Barack Obama. And Judges 4, his name, Barack, means praise, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you lift him up, Lord God, that you let him live up to his name, Lord God. Wouldn't it be wonderful if praise governed this country, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word that you inhabit the praise of your people, Lord God. So we're speaking and we decree and declare, Lord God, that he will begin to live up to his name, God, and that praise, God, will govern this country, God. I thank you for protecting the President, God. I thank you for protecting and keeping his wife and his children, God. I speak Psalms 121 over his children, God. Bless their coming and their going, God. Bless them and keep them, God, and don't let no evil come near their dwelling in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for that one, God, that has that pill bottle in her hand, God. She's thinking about taking her life because she's saying to herself, it would be better to die than continue to live like this, Lord God. Give her the strength, Lord God, to give life one more chance, God, because your word says that you have come to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly, God. But that same scripture says that the devil, the enemy, comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Let her know that the voice that she's hearing, that is the devil, that is not you. You are not calling her. It's not her time. And woman, I speak to you and I say tonight, it is not your time. You have a lot to live for. There are people that love you. There are people that care about you. Keep pushing, keep trying, keep striving. Give life one more chance. And it will get better in the name of Jesus. And I thank everybody that's listening on tonight. I'm going to turn it back over to Prophetess Paige just to make sure she don't have anything else in her spirit. And we'll go from there. Prophetess Paige, you're on the air.
Okay. Father God, I thank everyone for listening. Lord God, I ask you to bless everybody, Lord God, that was listening. I thank you for putting your arms around everybody, Lord God. We're going to close this out, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord God, to bless everybody that was listening. Touch everybody in their body, strengthen them, Lord God. And, Lord God, most of all, Lord God, we thank you for what you're going to do and what you already have done. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray, we decree it, we speak it, and we claim it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I thank you all for listening. I hope you all were blessed. If we didn't call out your specific need, remember, there's no time or distance in prayer, and God knows you better than any man, and he will meet your every need. In the name of Jesus, have a good night.
Good night.